1077 RKR, the Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frankhouse, driven by MotorCarsOnline.com. Good morning. Happy Tuesday. Hopefully you guys are off to an awesome start this morning on spring break, date number two for spring break. I don't get a spring break. I just, that doesn't work out for me like that. It's funny because I was like talking about like this and I was like, man, I was like, sometimes I wish I had no school. I'm not going to school by chance, but it's just like, it is funny. Like when you see everybody around you just getting free time off and you're like, man, I can't be doing that. It's okay though, cause I get to come here and do this and I get to do a lot of fun stuff, including this afternoon, which I'm excited for. Now I'm curious how this weather is going to hold out, but I want you guys to come out to the Kalamazoo Mall later on. And we're going to be having some fun with the Kalamazoo Classic launch that's going to be happening just outside of Gazelle Sports. That's where I'm actually going to be set up today from 5 to 7. And this is going to be cool because we're doing this, you know, the Kalamazoo Classic. They do this every single year. I'm posted up outside of Gazelle Sports today from 5 to 7. And this is going to be a lot of fun. Of course, we're going to be out there with MRC Industries, who are going to be hosting this, and they host the Kalamazoo Classic every single year. This is the same company that opened the Thriftability store down the road on Gall Road here. They do a lot of great stuff with the community. So I'm going to be out there, going to have a bunch of freebies. I'm going to have some giveaways. They're going to have some giveaways, and we're going to be having a great time. Don't know how the weather is going to look, but you know what? It doesn't matter because it's going to be 70 degrees, and that's the most important thing. So make sure later on today, you come on out, 5 o'clock. I'm going to be out there broadcasting live. And that's when everything gets kicked off down there at Gazelle Sports on the Kalamazoo Mall, downtown Kalamazoo. Come on out there today. 1077 RKR, the Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frankhouse. You know, every day children are at risk for injury or even worse, just walking home from the bus stop. And, you know, these accidents are so preventable, especially when it comes to kids getting off the bus. And for some reason, a flashing stop sign doesn't work for some people. A couple of Michigan school districts have added stop arm cameras to catch drivers who fail to stop for school buses. And soon, turns out Grand Rapids Public Schools is going to join them. Apparently, the Kalamazoo Public Schools added stop arm cameras to 115 buses 3 years ago. And that was huge for Kalamazoo. Dearborn followed suit after that. Now it looks like Grand Rapids is following the lead as well, which is great. They're adding it to their buses because they said, you know, over 2,200 vehicles passing stopped school buses every day in Michigan. That is out of control. 2,200. Like, I want to know if you've ever seen this before, 978-1077. I would lose it if I've seen this happen once before, and it was when the stop arm was coming out and they just kind of cut around it to try to beat it. And it's like, dude, it really, like, you're in that much of a hurry that you need to speed around a school bus, not freaking smart. Set the needle and crank the knob. It's Mark Frankhouse, and I've got another crucial addition to your record collection. It's vinyl and 45 on the rocker. Released on this day in 1976 is the seventh studio album from Led Zeppelin, Presence. It had a lot of mixed reviews from critics, but there's no denying this album went triple platinum in the U.S. It was written and recorded kind of during a difficult time for the band as Robert Plant was recovering from serious injuries that he had in a car accident. That ended up leading to tours being canceled and the band booking studio time to record the album instead. But what came out of it is a legendary album featuring Nobody's Fault But Mine and the epic 10-minute Achilles Last Stand, which is the opener for the album. If you don't have this album, pick it up and give it a spin today. This has been Vinyl at 45 on 107.7 RKR. RKR, the Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frankhouse. Watermark Brewing in Southwest Michigan just ranked number 3 on USA Today's 10 best Reader's Choice polls, which is pretty sweet. Landing on USA Today's list is always cool, but this is for the best beer gardens in the entire country. So if you open up the 1077 RKR app, if you don't know about Watermark Brewing Company, out in Stevensville. You need to check these guys out. I actually went there a couple of years ago. Really cool place. And definitely got to check out their beer garden. They have really good craft beers out there. Watermark, just one of the great breweries that are out here in Southwest Michigan. So really cool. Whenever you can get to see a local company get national recognition like that, just had to get out here and show them some love. Also, let me know where some other great beer gardens are at on the chat button on the 1077RKR app or WRKR.com. You can hit me up. Let me know where some of your favorite beer gardens are at. I just had to show some Watermark some love, man. That's really cool that they're able to land on this list. 1077 RKR, the Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frankhouse, driven by MotorCarsOnline.com. So, normally, right around this time, we do our rocker big picks of the week. I talked to Dejan, and we're going to add our picks up. We're going to wait as we're getting ready for the Final Four. So we're actually going to pop back into this tomorrow. But I do have an update for the picks last week. Unbelievably, I was down by 2 points. And last week, I predicted that any of the teams would at least one of them get to 100 points. And I kind of took that as like a... It's like a, well, you know, I'll throw this one away and just give DJ a point because he guessed, you know, and logically it was going to be very, very low chances that any team was going to put up 100 points. And these were like the best of the best. Unbelievably, I got lucky and it turns out one team did put up 100 points. Arizona put up 109 against Arkansas, so I got the bonus point, and I did pick UConn over Michigan State. So the score is ending up tied now, so we're tied 10-10. We're going to follow up and tomorrow, and we're going to be hitting you guys up at 8 o'clock with our big picks of the week. We're going to follow this up, and we're going to figure out these games because now it's getting down to the Final Four. Now it's getting down to crunch time, so we got to figure out what these games are going to look like. We're going to probably end up picking what this is going to look like because these games wrap up this weekend. So stick around tomorrow morning. You're going to have a chance to win $20 in Michigan Lottery scratch off tickets and see where we're landing with our big picks of the 1077 RKR, the Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frankhouse, driven by MotorCarsOnline.com. Guys, if you missed it yesterday, we did our first Adopt Me Monday with Animal Rescue Project in Kalamazoo and Barks in the Zoo. Every Monday, we're going to have an adorable pet that's up for adoption at the Animal Rescue Project. And we're also partnering up with Barks in the Zoo, who's sponsoring this. And they'll throw in a $20 gift certificate for their store as well. If you missed it, Socks, the adorable lab mix yesterday. We've got the video on our TikTok and our Facebook. If you're looking for an adorable, cuddly dog, this is the one you want to go to. So lovable, so gentle and kind. This is your forever pet. Right now, the 1077 RKR app, you can read about Socks, and we have all the information to adopt Socks and bring them home to you right now on the 1077 RKR app, WRKR.com. Every Monday, 8:08, we're going to do this Adopt Me Monday with the Animal Rescue Project, sponsored by Barks in the Zoo. 1077 RKR, the Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frankhouse. We all like to collect rocks when we go to the beach, and we look for some cool ones. You know, the pudding stones, the ones that have like a bunch of different rocks built in, and obviously, you know, the uprolites are a lot of fun when you're in the Upper Peninsula, but there are a lot of rock hounding laws that are set in place because, you know, four Illinois tourists were recently fined and banned from Pictured Rocks National Lakeshore for collecting rocks. So obviously you don't want to get banned. While Pictured Rocks is not technically a national park, it is managed by the National Park Service. So a lot of these beaches, you know, they're very, very particular about how much stone you can collect. They collected over 100 pounds of rocks, but the 1077 RKR app has the laws that Michigan have set into place and the limits on rock collecting in Michigan that you're going to want to know about because, again, there's so many beaches with really cool rocks that you don't want to end up accidentally taking too much because, again, if you get stopped, you get searched, you can get fined, and that's the last thing you want to do is get fined for just taking some rocks. I know it seems like a small thing, but it's for a very important reason that's discussed on the 1077 RKR app because you don't want to get tagged, you know, $100, $250. That would not rock.